Today's episode is with John Young. For those of you in the running and triathlon community, you might know him a little better as The Hammer. And we talk about where that awesome nickname comes from in the episode. So John Young is the first person with dwarfism to complete an Ironman triathlon. He's also raced Boston Marathon and many other. I think he said he's done over 50 triathlons and however many running races. And so he is really a fun guy. We had one of the fastest hours together that I think I've ever had with anyone on a podcast. It was just really enlightening, a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to next month. We are going to be at Race Mania in Boston on March 25th. And this is 2018 for those of you who might be listening in 2019. So March 25th, I am speaking. John is on a panel and we're at some point going to high five each other and say hi. So hope any of you in the Boston, New England area can make the trip and see The Hammer. Come see me. It's going to be a great time. Hope you all enjoyed this episode with The Hammer, John Young.
Welcome to the Same 24 Hours podcast with Meredith Atwood. We all have the same 24 hours each day, and it's what we do with those hours that makes all the difference between our health, happiness, and success.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Same 24 Hours podcast. I'm your host, Meredith Atwood. Today's guest is the John Young. Hi, John.
Hi, Meredith. How are you?
You like the in front of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's official. You're the John Young. So let's talk. I'm going to tell everyone who you are before, you know, in the introduction, but let's talk a little bit about who you are and what The Hammer means.
Sure.
So where do you come from? Where were you born?
I was born in Toronto, up in Canada, lived there until I got married in 95. My wife, Sue, is from Minnesota. We were there from 95 until 99 and moved to Hong Kong. I started as a high school teacher in 1990, and then in 1999, I kind of wanted a change. And so I got hired to teach over at a school in Hong Kong and taught there for 4 years. And our son, Owen, who's now 15, he was born when we lived over there. And then in 2003, we moved to Massachusetts, and we've been living here ever since then. And I'm, like I said, I'm a high school teacher. I've done a bit of coaching, coached basketball for a few years, coached swimming for the last 9 or 11 years. And that's, you know, that's kind of me in a pretty quick little nutshell.
So what do you teach?
I teach high school math this year. Oh. I've got honors pre-calculus and then statistics.
Oh my gosh. My kids are 9 and 10 and their math skills are already far beyond me. I am not mathy.
Well, it's, you know, I honestly think that it has a lot to do with, and I truly believe that, like almost anything in this world, I don't think people are born necessarily good at math or bad at math. I think that you probably had some teachers back in elementary school that just didn't light the fire, and so you didn't think it was really worthwhile, and so unfortunately it's not something that you really maybe liked, and I think those kinds of things unfortunately get said to a lot of people. Oh, you're not a math person, or you're not an English person, and unfortunately people tend to believe it, and so they kind of, you know, spend the rest of their lives thinking, well, I guess that's just not me. And like you said, your children right now probably have more math ability than you will. But I think that's, you know, I think that's unfortunately just because a lot of people are told things like that. And especially, and I don't like to say this, but I think years ago, people were told, especially if they were girls, well, math's not for girls. You shouldn't do that. And unfortunately, I think the world is changing. And I know I try not to use those words in my classroom. And like I said, I teach one of the honors classes. And in all three of my honors classes, I have far more girls than boys.
Well, I remember the exact moment I decided math was not for me. It was in fourth grade. It was long division. I was up at the board with my hands on the chalkboard doing a problem, and the teacher was screaming at me that she could not believe that I was so stupid.
Oh, boy.
I mean, like I said, remember, yeah, like it was yesterday. Yep. And so I was like, well, I'm never going to amount to anything with this. And yeah. Yep.
I was the same thing with my, I was the same thing in third grade with my handwriting. I really struggled with cursive writing. And I think that had to do with my smaller hands and holding a pen properly. And I had the same thing. I had a teacher saying, you're never going to have neat handwriting. You're, what a mess you are. And I was the last one in class to get a pen. And I always remembered that. So.
Oh, man. What a bummer. All right. So you said your small hands. Let's talk about that. What about your small hands?
Well, I'm not trying to pretend that I'm the president of the United States or anything talking about hand size. But no, I was born with achondroplasia, which is the most common form of short stature. And so it's a type of dwarfism. Lots of different words that people use to describe people with short stature. So some people say little person, person of short stature, or person with dwarfism. And so I've been like this my whole life. And, you know, I started out, you know, a little smaller than all my friends. And then as we grew and people hit puberty, I didn't kind of get that growth spurt like everyone else did. And I stand about 4'4". And that's it. So, but like I said, it's smaller hands, smaller arms and legs. My torso is average size. So I have a type of dwarfism that's called disproportionate because my body proportions aren't the same as the average population.
So did you have parents that were short statured or?
No, my parents were average sized.
Okay.
And in fact, most people with dwarfism are actually born to people with that are both average size, and it's due to a mutation. And so one of my parents, I don't know who, mom or dad, had a genetic, you know, they like to say mutation or fault, but they had a switch in one of the chromosomes, and that's what caused my dwarfism.
So what were some of the challenges that you experienced just growing up?
Well, I grew up in a family where all of my siblings were average size, and not, this really doesn't have anything to do